This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. While all crime can be confounding, the taking of a human life may be the hardest for us to understand, especially when the killer is a juvenile. Now, thanks to a Supreme Court decision, some of the most notorious youthful offenders on the Treasure Coast must be resentenced. TCPalm.com has produced a series of podcasts on some of them. Reporter Melissa Holzman has spent years looking into these cases.
It really was kind of pegged to the Tyler Hadley case, who as a 17-year-old boy in 2011 killed both of his parents with a claw hammer in Port St. Lucie. And the laws were changing a lot during his prosecution. And by the time he was sentenced in 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court had come down with some rulings that said no more automatic mandatory life prison terms for juveniles convicted of murder. So that opened the door, we knew, to a bunch of cases potentially coming back to get a resentencing.
There are, in fact, about 23 such cases between Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties. Some have already been decided. Holzman says the conviction in these cases stands. The court appearances are only about resentencing. One of the cases was a very old murder from Brevard County.
Our first episode was a Brevard County case. It dates from 1968. The murder was of a man named Robert Rawlings.
Rawlings repaired cameras attached to rockets during the Apollo space program.
It was Memorial Day, 1968. He was taking the day off from work. He was out there just kind of relaxing, getting a little R&R. And three young boys come by with a couple of 22 rifles. And for some really unexplainable reason, they decided to shoot Robert and steal his wallet and his pistol and some beers that he had in the front seat of his car. And the killer was a 15-year-old boy named Dennis Creamer. And he was convicted at trial of first-degree murder. He entered into Florida prison for a life term at age 16 in 1969.
Working with Holzman on this project is innovation reporter Daisha Johnson. She says for Robert Rawlings' family, this was a very painful process.
So to sit in a living room with four daughters talking about when their dad was killed almost 50 years ago, for them it was like it happened yesterday. And we could feel that in that living room with them. And I'm hoping that that's what we captured in this audio and really brought to the listeners so that they can feel what it's like to have to go through one of these cases and to see somebody who you thought was going to be in prison for life suddenly come back.
When available, Johnson says they used audio from the time of the actual case, police interviews, or court proceedings. There are also the current interviews, such as the ones with the victim's family. It helps bring a new level of emotion to the story.
Being able to pull in the voices and to really hear the emotion of what these people are going through just takes the story to a whole new level.
Holzman has also talked to the researchers who helped convince the Supreme Court to order these resentencing opportunities.
The new science that shows that kids, their brains just really don't finish developing until their early 20s. And they determined in a series of rulings that children are not as culpable for criminal activity as adults, even ones who commit murder.
Again, the podcast is titled Uncertain Terms. It's available for free on most major podcast apps, including Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. And of course, you can also find it on tcpalm.com's website. In addition to the podcast there, there's material such as transcripts and pictures as well. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.